producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome once again to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Ted Cruz overtakes by just a little bit Donald Trump in one of the latest polls in South Carolina. Democrats rev up in Nevada. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders neck and neck. Makes it interesting. So Saturday night, where are you going to be? Watching the results, finding out what happened. And hopefully in South Carolina and in Nevada, you'll see a big turnout. I think sometimes in these primaries, you'll get a decent turnout, but then what happens in the general election? I almost think we should do away with the whole primary thing and just go for the gold, go for the gusto, and duke it out in the general. I'm sure very few people would agree with me on that one, however. So let's talk about it, because this is big. It's big in the sense that you know, you saw what happened in Iowa, then you go to New Hampshire, see what happens there. Now we're rock'em sock'em Republicans in South Carolina. And so if you're Ted Cruz, he's getting a boost from the evangelicals who are going his way, but Donald Trump also will get some of those evangelicals. Not quite a split, but almost a little bit of a split there. The key thing, though, that the Cruz people would be happy about is the fact that he's that close with Donald Trump and he's not trailing further back in the pack. So the numbers that we have from the Wall Street Journal NBC poll are this. Ted Cruz, now these are likely Republican voters. Ted Cruz, 28%. Donald Trump, 26%. Then you dip further. Marco Rubio, 17%. John Kasich, 11%. Ben Carson, 10%. And Jeb Bush, 4%. I mean, so what does that show us? It shows us that the Cruz-Trump show is, I think, what we're going to see toward the very end of this. Maybe Rubio sneaks in there if he garners more of these polls, and more importantly in the results season, if he gets any of the delegates he needs to get. Because remember, you need to win those delegates. That's the key. It's all about the numbers. So it absolutely is about winning. And if you're not winning, eventually you're out. I mean, you can stay in the thing till the end, but mathematically it's impossible if you're not getting them. You're not getting the numbers. And if it comes down to Cruz and Trump and they're that tight, it'll get even that much more interesting. That much more interesting. And it's getting nasty, too, between the two of them. In fact, when he was out with the microphones or in front of the microphones today, the senator from Texas dared Donald Trump to sue him over an abortion ad and the Canadian question. Because, you know, that's one of the things that you constantly hear Donald Trump say. He's a Canadian, and I don't think that's right. I think you got to check that question. You got to question that. You got to do that. You got to check it. You got to do that. And so that keeps bringing that question up. But I don't know that that's really, personally, I don't think people that want to vote for Ted Cruz are dissuaded by the Canada deal. I don't. But certainly, ideologically, there could be a separation between Trump and Cruz. And it's very, very close. Very, very close. In the meantime, Ben Carson, who is, you know, kind of there lingering in the middle, keeps getting asked if he's going to hang around. Does he have enough money to keep going? And he answers, I absolutely have enough money to continue the campaign, and he's going to stay in the race as long as he has the support of millions of Americans, he says, emotionally and financially. He said it's too important that you have to recognize about a political race that it's you know, you don't call the game. He was on with a show with my pal Ed Berliner, and he said, you don't call the game after a second inning. A lot of people want to call it after the second inning, but you don't have to. So pretty interesting stuff, I think. And, you know, he is right about not getting desperate, and maybe it is too early. However, how much of a shot do you give Carson when you see where he lingers? I mean, eventually, you know. And he was asked the question about, is the president going to nominate someone to succeed Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia? And Carson said, there's no question about that. If for some reason he nominates someone who is a true constitutionalist and a fair jurist, I wouldn't have any problem looking at that. But here's the thing. I mean, as he says that, the likelihood of that is so narrow. And there's no way that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It doesn't make any sense. For Obama, it doesn't make any sense that the Republicans would assume, oh, yeah, maybe that's what's going to happen here. No, 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 no. I don't think so. I can tell you this. Coming up, we'll have more numbers on this show. You know, it is about numbers, so we can count is happening at the tail end of this hour, and we can count a whole bunch of reasons why there are a lot of eyes on Gettysburg and this Gettysburg group planning for Confederate Flag Day. So what does that mean and what does that entail? It's an inaugural Confederate Flag Day, they say. It's scheduled for March 5th. They said they're going to try to break down the stigma connected to the Southern symbol. That it's just a piece of cloth that represented a nation of its day, and that they want to enlighten those who attend. Ooh, they may have a lot of protesters there. Or maybe not. This is, you know, coming out of Hanover, Pennsylvania. It's the Sons of Confederate Veterans who say they believe that it can help shed light on a misrepresented past, that's what that will do. And, of course, you know, there are those enactments in battlefields, and that is prevalent around the United States in certain areas, these reenactments. So you would see Confederate flags there. But after the mass shooting in South Carolina, politicians, as you know, voted to remove the flag from the state capitol, saying it was a symbol of hate and discrimination. And, you know, even the National Parks Service gift shops discontinued the sale of the flag. Walmart did, Amazon, Sears, that was it. No more. But the Lutheran Theological Seminary in Gettysburg, even, which had always a lot, they banned the display of the flag at a reenactment event as part of policy against hate speech and racism. So now this group is trying to say that they need to get some perspective on it, and they're going to try to raise the awareness. Wow. Stay with us.
With these musicians, checking what we bring, always rocking with ambition. Been trapped inside the music, getting locked within the vision, trying to spread the.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart. They're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hope you're doing well wherever you are listening to this show, America Tonight. Besides politics, believe it or not, there are a few other wonderful things that are happening around the world. Did I say wonderful? They're wonderful, wonderful things to make us happy. I had to dig for them, but they're there. I swear they're there. And when I say wonderful things, just things that make you laugh out loud. Certainly not the weather. There's been some brutal weather conditions in the Northeast. That's not making anyone happy. I saw a story that I thought was just great. I mean, obviously I love dogs, but I didn't grow up with dogs. And then I got this dog, Mahalo, and I understand what all of the dog people out there see that I didn't really realize. I liked dogs, but wasn't around them very much. Now, being around a dog, especially a golden retriever who just wants love and just wants to give love and he's very much a masculine golden retriever, a defender. So I saw this story at a college, Pennsylvania, which is where Penn State is, and there was a dog that had spent two nights in a 14-foot deep sinkhole, rescued by firefighters using a makeshift harness. So the owners said their golden retriever, Sky, is doing fine despite that ordeal. What happened was Megan Holmes said she was walking Sky around an arboretum at Penn State during a snowstorm. Never good. On Monday, she left the dog off the leash and the dog just vanished. Well, so there's what happened. Oh, I would be in a pure panic as she was. So what happened was the sinkhole, the dog found one and, you know, that was, and fell into it. So the golden retriever survived it. They didn't realize it was a brutal snowstorm and they thought she would have drowned if she was somewhere down there or suffered, hypothermia, but the dog had fallen into a Volkswagen buggy-sized kind of hole, though the opening was only about 18 inches wide. So it widened to 30 inches, and that was good, where it was widened to 30 inches, and that was good because then they could put down, you know, large mats to stabilize it, and then, boom, they got the dog, and oh, it's just the greatest picture. This is radio, but just picture these big, beefy firemen who are just, everything they have to deal with. If you know anyone who's a firefighter, and here's this great story where they've rescued the dog from this crazy sinkhole, you know? So that's a little slice of what was happening somewhere else in the country. The sinkhole phenomenon is wild, especially in Florida. When I was in Tampa over the holidays, my nephew and I were walking around the block, and he said, "Oh, Aunt Kate, look, there was a sinkhole there," and it was fully fixed. He said, "Yeah, there's a bunch of sinkholes. It's really strange. All these sinkholes keep popping up. Yeah, all these pockets they find, especially like I said in Florida, it's pretty darn scary, I would have to say." And then let's go to Philadelphia. Because I spotted this story, too. And Philadelphia has a park. It's called Love Park. You know, the famous Love with the letters, the red letters that are out there. So Love Park has been vandalized with graffiti. And what they're doing is a renovation now. So the mayor said that there's a ban on skateboarding and it's going to be lifted until the park is closed later in the week, and the park is, you know, become the skateboarding mecca because of the ledges and the benches and the steps and all that kind of stuff. So they're clearing it so that they can work on it. You know, that whole center is getting a $20 million facelift, and the Love statue is going to be moved across the street to City Hall's plaza during the renovation. And, you know, I started to think about the skateboarding deal. And lately I've popped into a lot of places where skateboarding is popular. Downtown Dallas, right by the AAC, where the Stars, the Mavericks play. And they have exactly what they describe there. There's a lot of edges and ledges and places where you can skateboard. So when people aren't around, when there's no games, the skateboarders just flock to that area. And I actually think skateboarding, it seems to me, I've seen a lot of skateboards in five different areas of the country that I've been in this past 6 months. I think skateboarding has gotten more popular, if that's possible. So as much as there's gaming and staying inside, I would say that there are still plenty of kids that must be skateboarding, and they must be selling them like hotcakes, because I, everywhere I go, I see girls and boys and older dudes with skateboards. And this is what happened in this park in Philly. There was just so many, you know, that they have to clear it, or they can't do what they have to do because they just keep coming there. That's like where they go, because they can find the kind of edges and the places they want to jump and ride right there in an urban environment. And it is crazy. I used to think it was it had peaked and its error went down and that was it. But I don't think so. I think if anything, it's certainly come back. So we start the segment off and we talk about the dog going in the sinkhole. Then we talk about the skateboarding deal in Philly and how skateboarding's big. I know I'm going to get some emails on that. And then I don't know how you feel about squirrels, but squirrels ruin every single bird feeder I've ever gotten. It's more to feed the squirrels. Gorgeous birds come by, and then, of course, the squirrel ultimately destroys that. Now they almost, in my yard, they almost coexist, which is the craziest thing. But I saw this story from Howell, New Jersey, that they dropped charges against a woman who nursed, check this out, two abandoned baby squirrels back to health. And they dropped the case on a technicality. Maria Vassarella had faced, I guess, $500 in fines. She took a pair of baby squirrels abandoned by their mother, used social media to document the rehab process, and guess whose attention she caught? Not just people on Facebook, but the state fish and wildlife folks. So she was charged with illegally being in possession of wildlife, and a judge dismissed the charges after finding the summons she was issued didn't charge her with the correct offense. So that's the technicality. I mean, she would have been charged. You know, she would have, the charges she faced would have held up. But because it wasn't correct, boom, that's done. She said she had no idea that what she was doing was against the law. She said she would definitely save a life again. Oh, save those squirrels, please. Wow, two baby squirrels. And put them out back into the environment so they can go after all that bird seed and bird feeders. And strangest things, letter of the law, right? It's a technicality, so it's fair. And she didn't even realize what was happening to her in court, just that, hooray, the charges have been dropped so she can go back home to those squirrels and then release them out into the wild. People forget about that. People forget about fish and wildlife and what you can and cannot do. Like, even with birds, I know I talked to somebody who, let's say, stuffs animals for a living, and he told me that quite often people would bring in a bird, and he'd say, oh, that's against the law, I can't do that. Can't, like, take a cardinal, even if you found it or whatever happened, and I cannot create something here. I can't do it. It's against the law. You got to look at the pretty things in the zoos and in the wildlife. You can't preserve them. All right, stick with us. I'm going to start with your head and after you bed. Bed, give me the bucket I wear. Give me that little old stain. Bed, hey. I'm starting to fall, but you don't stop. Don't give me a call, but I don't stop.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Some on the lighter side. This is the time of year when people start, okay, here's your lighter side. So I write a book called Invade the Man Cave, and if you get Invade the Man Cave, you can go to the website invadethemancave.com or go on Amazon. And in the book, you will see there's a section about horse racing. It's cool because it's just short and you pick up some fun things with it, right? So it's not some boring encyclopedia listing every sport and telling you boring features about it. So here's what's really cool about horse racing. Some of us get excited about the Kentucky Derby, but did you know this fact, and I wrote about it, the Kentucky Derby was created in the 1800s by Colonel M. Lewis Clark. Not officially incorporated as Churchill Downs until 1937. Check this out. Colonel Clark is the grandson of William Clark. So remember the Lewis and Clark expedition? How cool is that? He went to England and France for their two big races, and when he took in the Epsom Derby, which is the richest and oldest race in Great Britain, he thought, this is crazy. Why can't we do this in the United States? Why can't I do this? So he's just bowled over by the whole thing and decided, we can do what the Brits can do, and we're just going to do it here. We're going to come back, and we're going to do the Derby. So the first Kentucky Derby was actually held in 1875, and it had 13 horses. There was a crowd of about 10,000 people watching the Derby then, the Run for the Roses, and it just has gotten bigger and bigger. The race is the first big race of the year for the Triple Crown, anyway, for three-year-old thoroughbreds, and it's held the first Saturday in May at Churchill, and it draws an average of 150,000 people each year. So it started with 10,000, now 150,000. It's a really, really tough ticket to get. Not the toughest ticket in sports, but a tough ticket. So I thought I'd throw that factoid in to tell you that Nyquist is a horse to watch. Number one in the AP rankings. So you're going to start to hear more about this horse. You know, we fall in love with the horse, and people sort of talk about what the horse is doing, and then that becomes the sometimes the favorite. A couple of horses become the favorite in the Derby. So this is a horse you will hear about it. You know, the this horse, Nyquist, two-year-old champion, and is certainly the latest Run to the Roses top 10 of Derby contenders. So I know I have my eye on that horse. Just saying, the way it's running, it's looking really, really good. In the San Vincent Stakes at Santa Anita on Monday, man, just incredible. Unbeaten. Let's put it that way. Unbeaten. All right, Peyton Manning. We just went through the Super Bowl, and I know people who don't even care about sports know the name Peyton Manning. 39, going to turn 40 in March, has not said whether he's coming back. And in a way, the Broncos are kind of in a holding pattern if he doesn't, if he's not saying whether he's coming back or not. So that puts them in that position of trying to figure out the chess pieces and what they're doing, because he'll cost them a bunch of money. He's lost some of his arm strength, without a doubt. You would think riding off into the sunset, but it's tough to let go of something that you love. Well, now his name is coming up in this UT case, and the lawyer in the Title IX case says the focus is UT, not Peyton Manning, but the lawyer for six women suing the University of Tennessee, that's what's happening, over its handling of sexual assault complaints by student athletes, is focused on what they say is the school's systematic problems. So when it was first reported, it was like Peyton Manning, Peyton, people didn't even know the story, and immediately they're tying him to this. He's not part of the lawsuit. The reports say he's in the lawsuit. He might be referenced because he was there then, but he is not part of the suit. Poor Peyton Manning. They just throw his name out there. Peyton Manning, he was there. It was hostile. He was there. It's on these five cases that involve Tennessee student athletes, and it's like the 64-page document, and it talks about a Tennessee trainer, in this 96 incident that happened in a training room while she was treating Manning. So that's why. And, you know, that's going to be interesting to see what happens with this suit, where it heads and the culture and of Tennessee and what happens with this litigation. But that's the reason why his name keeps coming up in there. So the Westminster Kennel Club had its 140th annual dog show, and this is a phenomenon. I mentioned dogs before, the dog that was rescued that was in the sinkhole, and this is something I don't get. I saw a good movie called Best in Show. It was hilarious, but of course it was a comedy, actually kind of making fun of the whole Westminster show, not calling it that, but something else. But 140 years, and the dog that won, sporting, working kind of terrier groups, the best in show, looks like a dog you would just see at your dog park. I mean, I'm sure much more pampered and perfect, but a German short-haired pointer posing for all kinds of pictures, CJ, won best in show. And this dog has, it's crazy. This dog has a dark ears. Picture this kind of chocolatey dark ears and face and nose. And then the body almost looks like a cow's body. Now you're going to be curious, right? So it's white and it has spots, like sort of these gray spots all over it. And this is the dog that won the show, Best in Show. So it just seemed more white than brown. It was just weird to see. But at Madison Square Garden, always a huge deal, the Westminster Dog Show. And you just, these dogs have to know exactly where to run. There's a dog that looked like a mop. I saw pictures of it, and I saw like 2 seconds of it. It was like a walking mop. I'm not kidding. It was called a Commodore. I never even heard of these dogs. And I would just call it a mop. So I just couldn't even see. Like, where are the eyes of this dog? This dog could be on Star Wars. This does not even look like a dog anymore. Are you kidding me with this? And so it was wild to see these pictures of, you know, just about any kind of breed you could imagine. And then how they groom the dogs for these shows is interesting. So I would tell you on that note, if you have not seen Best in Show, do yourself a favor, even if you're not a big tube watcher, movie watcher, and put Best in Show on your list, because it is high hilarity. I mean, it is so, so funny. All right, I have to get to this one for all you basketball fans, and we will bring back Nail the Score when we get into March Madness. I mean, that's like tournament time, though. And there was an interesting finish to a game that drew a lot of attention, because 20th-ranked Duke knocked off number 5, North Carolina, the final score, 74-73. Does it get much better than that if you're a kid playing on that team? Oh, the Blue Devils rallying from an 8-point deficit. And it was Bryce Johnson down the stretch that made a difference. Oh, to see the pure joy in those kids' faces after that win. That's what it's all about, my friends. Oh, stunning them at the last second. I mean, not at all back on their heels, the Tar Heels, thinking that this was it, because it was just that close. But oh, contraire mon frere, there's always those last-moment shots, and that's what happened. That's why, especially in college hoop, you see how the clock goes down, and the bench just cleared, and they were mobbed, and, you know, they seem to be scoring, and their young forward, Bryce Johnson, he was the answer, and they stayed in the game and had the momentum for the last minute exploits that they needed and got, and that's a big win. And many of you are listening to us in the Carolinas, and I don't have to sell you on basketball, because there are rabid basketball fans there. Rabid basketball fans. And, you know, I mentioned writing the book about Sports Invade the Man Cave, and it's so big that there's now a dating website for Alabama fans, Roll Tide. So that other Alabama fans, if you're a rabid Roll Tide fan and you're a guy, you can troll for a woman who gets it and is just that same way about Alabama. It's called BamaMeetup.com. They just launched it. How wild is that? We're doing the numbers thing next. We can count.
It's about time something new new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
And politicians know it is results season. It's not lost on them. That's why the polls are so big, and it's not lost on Ted Cruz that, yep, he is just slightly ahead, and it's slightly over Donald Trump in the polls right now in South Carolina, at least in one, in the Wall Street Journal NBC national poll. It comes up that Ted Cruz trumps the Donald by a tad. I mean, this is neck and neck when you think of the margins there. So what you have is Cruz with 28%, Donald Trump 26%, Marco Rubio checks in at third, 17%, John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, 11%, Ben Carson 10%, he says he has tons of money, he's not stepping out, Jeb Bush has tons of money, he's not stepping out, 4%. It's got to be so dismal to constantly be in those single digits for Jeb Bush. Man, it's going to take a miracle. I mean, who knows? I cannot predict the future, but I would say it's not looking real good for him. He's not getting close enough. Now, that happens on Saturday for the Republicans. And in Nevada, it's a dead heat. That happens on Saturday, their caucus there. And Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are just both in the thick of it. It's that tight. It is a dead heat. When they say it's a dead heat, it's a dead heat. Right now, as it stands, if you want to just look at points, the former Secretary of State's got 48% to 47 for Bernie Sanders. So pretty darn narrow. Pretty narrow, I would say. It would seem as though, if you look at other issues, that she would capture Nevada, but when it's that close, and this is just a poll, but even in the poll, when it's that close, it tells you something. And what about those undecideds? Where are they gonna land? What are they gonna do? The other number has to do with Justice Antonin Scalia, who just died. And the news that the president and the first lady will not attend the funeral of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. They said they're going to pay their respects Friday when his body will lie in wait in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court building. The funeral on Saturday at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception will be attended by the VP, Joe Biden, and his wife, Jill. There wasn't any reason, because they were asked a couple of times in the White House press briefing, was there a reason why he's not going? And there was no reason. And as you all know, or you may have heard for the first time, this was a shocking death. He died at the age of 79 on the road in Texas hunting, and he was appointed by Ronald Reagan, if you think of how far back Scalia goes as far as being on the bench. And he was certainly one of the most conservative members, and this untimely, unexpected death sets off a battle between the left and the right. Republicans swear they're not going to confirm an appointment of Obama's with 11 months left in his term. The president says he's going to send a nominee to the Senate and urges the Republicans to act on it. But it's doubtful. Let's put it that way. It's doubtful. Let's move to another interesting story that you don't hear of really very much. But imagine it's a hospital. It's in a busy area in Los Angeles, and hackers have gotten in, and they are crushing your computer system. How can you, when you disable the computer network, how can you fill prescriptions? How can you treat patients? The answer is you can't. So the CEO of this Presbyterian hospital had to come up with 17,000 bitcoins to give to the hackers who infiltrated and disabled the network. By paying the ransom, and I guess it's 40 bitcoins, $17,000. By paying the ransom, they said it was the quickest way they knew to restore the systems. They had to do it. Because for days, they're starting to have all these problems. So they felt it was better to pay. They're going to investigate. The FBI is saying they're going to investigate the extortion plot. They call it ransomware. But where are they going to find anything out? These people aren't stupid. And they got their bitcoins, the equivalent of $17,000. So I would say they know a little bit of something about what they're doing. Let's put it that way. Wow. All right. And we move on to yet another number story, because I say there's numbers everywhere, and there absolutely are numbers everywhere. Today they were just popping out at me. I mean, any place I looked, I saw yet another number. All right, so how about this? American Express, in trouble, not in trouble, they decided they were going to overhaul their management in what they're calling a $1 billion cost-cutting effort. So they're consolidating their marketing activities as, of course, the biggest credit card issuer. Did you know that? By purchases, they're going to cut that $1 billion in the next 2 years. They said they're trying to get ahead of the changes that are altering the dynamics of the payment business. It's a big task. They have to transform the way the company works. So they had a chief marketing officer who was there for 21 years who is leaving. That's pretty good job security, though, 21 years. Where do you find that these days? And the revamp will take place under, obviously, someone else. Did you know that AMX shares are at $53.67. The stock has fallen 23% this year, the worst performance in the Dow Jones average. Whoops. And it could be also, too, how many people are carrying American Express? I mean, that's the card you pull out. You got to pay it right off. It used to be, I mean, reverse this maybe 2 decades ago, and people would always pull out an American Express. Now you just don't see it as much, even when it comes to business. And I think part of that is because of the immediate payout. I could be completely wrong and up a tree on that, but I don't think so. I think that's part of their woes. And there's the competition and the what you get in return and how people work cards, people who know the miles, the everything else. Not that they don't have similar incentives attached to American Express, but I think there is a little bit of a difference. And how about the NSA chief who said Paris wouldn't have happened without encrypted apps? So this goes to the technology and terrorism, which is the struggle that we're seeing here in the United States with looking at the San Bernardino killers, terrorists, looking at their iPhones and having to, it was particularly one, and having to break into it and getting Apple to do that. You have the National Security Agency Director, Admiral Michael Rogers, who's saying encryption is making it a lot more difficult to intercept communications of terrorist groups like ISIS. And that's the November Paris attacks are one area where they saw it clearly. They were left in the dark because of the way they communicated. They didn't get the insights that they normally could get, that they could steer and see. And he says, and this is the key, in retrieving phone records in hours, not days or weeks, that could be a significant difference. It's the hours that count, not making it days. It's harder to generate the knowledge that you need to track down some of these people. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
What's your favorite number? What does it mean? 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 Number one is the individual. Number two, duality. Number three.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.